AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. A federal judge is temporarily halting President Trump's order ending birthright citizenship.
The Reagan-appointed judge in Seattle says the president's move is blatantly unconstitutional. He's issued an order blocking action the president took shortly after taking office in the first hearing of a multi-state challenge. Opponents argue the Constitution's 14th Amendment guarantees citizenship for those born and naturalized in the U.S. The president's order says kids of non-citizens don't qualify. Republicans like Alabama's Dale Strong are trying to make that federal law.
The days of illegal immigrants demanding the same rights and benefits of American citizens are over.
22 states and some immigrants groups are part of five suits across the country challenging the president's order. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Senator Lisa Murkowski says she will vote against confirming Pete Hegseth to lead the Pentagon. She becomes the first Republican to oppose one of President Trump's cabinet picks ahead of a crucial test vote. Members of the Sackler family who own OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and the company itself agreed to pay up to $7.4 billion to settle lawsuits over the toll of the powerful prescription painkiller. Michigan resident Kara Trainer, who has been in recovery for 17 years, says she likes the deal.
Everything in my life is tied to the actions of a company and a family that put profits over human lives. But I was the lucky one. I survived.
The agreement represents an increase over a previous settlement that was rejected by the Supreme Court. Italy's highest court has confirmed the slander conviction against Amanda Knox for accusing an innocent man in her British flatmate's murder in 2007. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports the Immigration and Customs Enforcement has only a fraction of the money it needs to detain people living in the U.S. illegally.
The Trump administration has not said publicly how many immigration detention beds it needs to house people in the U.S. illegally while they're being processed and arrangements are being made to deport them. But Immigration Customs Enforcement has a budget only to detain about 41,000 people, and there are an estimated 11.7 million people living in the U.S. illegally. The Department of Homeland Security estimates that it'll cost about $165 per day for a bed for one adult. Right now, ICE detains immigrants at its processing centers, privately operated detention facilities, local prisons, and jails. But it has no facilities to detain entire families. Families account for about a third of arrivals at the U.S. southern border. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.